need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
You're bopping away there.
It's giving me a few memories of when in my youth, a friend of mine, Wendy, and myself, we used to do dance moves to ABBA in her lounge when we were about probably 13, 14 maybe.
Yeah.
So hilarious. Brings back lots of good memories, ABBA.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're actually getting back. Now, did I hear a rumour they were getting back together? I don't know.
I know that. I think they've actually done a concert or two together again. I'm not sure. I did hear or see something, but didn't take too much notice. Yeah. They're great. That music just doesn't seem to age.
No, that's absolutely true. It doesn't actually, because I was just laughing at you bopping around, but secretly I was bopping around
too.
Inside as
and
well.
Do you know so what? My kids actually, well, I won't call Callan out on this.
Oh, you just have.
He wouldn't be impressed. But Kian, yeah, they know the song. Well, she knows some of the songs, and I think it had to do with that one movie that came out that had all the ABBA songs on it. I can't remember what its name is now.
Oh, no, I can't remember that one either, but yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is what happens when we get older. Oh, we have like kind it. Of mature moments.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, a mature moment.
Yeah, it's because so many other things are going on in your head.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's why.
Exactly. There's just way too much information
too much
and knowledge
information.
In there.
Yeah,
and it's like it's deep down somewhere.
It has to take some time to come out and find itself.
Oh, isn't that funny? Now, so you're bopping around. You're in a very cheerful mood today. What's up? What's going on?
I am. Well, I thought we could chat a bit about what we do for fun.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, we all do different things for fun. You know, everybody has a different notion of, oh, I'd love to do that. And for some people, it might be yes, definitely. And other people, no way. You know,
that's
so I thought
true.
That would be something interesting for us to chat about is what do we do for fun?
That, gosh, you know, I'm just thinking while you're doing that, and I'm thinking there's lots of things I do because I enjoy, but are they fun?
Well, do you find them fun, as long as you're enjoying doing them? Like what?
Yeah, but I suppose that's interesting. How do you interpret fun versus enjoyment? I'm just thinking of the gardening. I enjoy doing it. I suppose it's quite therapeutic because I don't have to think and I can just... But is it fun?
I reckon. A lot of people do gardening in their spare time and as a form of sort of recreation too, because it's making you move and get out in the fresh air. And yeah, I reckon it's a sense of fun.
I suppose I think about fun that you're laughing and, and you're just having a whale of a time. You know, like if you're going off bungee jumping or, I don't know,
skydiving. Is that something you would do?
Oh, I've done that.
Oh, really? Go, girl.
Oh, yes.
You?
I would do that again.
Really?
Yeah.
See me? Not so much.
Well, interestingly enough, the first time, okay, so we were down in Queenstown and we were on one of our holidays and we were on the motorbike and we were just ticking touring around the South Island and we'd talked about going bungee jumping but that was all, there was nothing more. And then suddenly Jeff pulled up at the bungee jumping place. Do you know, I got so mad with him because I thought...
You haven't prepared me.
No, we talked about it. You didn't say we were going to go there. And I did. I got so grumpy and I refused.
Oh.
Now, isn't this stupid? This is just absolutely ridiculous. And I think he thought he had no idea what was going on in my head. So the next time we went down, I was very prepared for it.
Okay.
And yes, absolutely wanted to do it and
was ready to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. It's a time and a place. You know, and I think us men, our men folk need to remember that we need to prepare us for things like that. You know, jumping off bridges. It's not always a thing that you can just do off the cuff.
Well, usually I could, but I don't. Well, usually kind of I am an off-the-cuff person, so I don't know why I reacted so strongly. It was just, it was irrational.
How dare you not check with me first about this preparation? Yeah, I get that. I totally get that.
But I've also been, what do they call it these days? I call it parachuting. Like these days I know that you usually go with, you jump with an instructor or whatever, and... When I did it, I jumped by myself, but it was on it like a static line.
Yeah,
you can probably still do that, actually.
You can, I believe.
Yeah.
You've got the options of what you prefer to do and how, adventurous you want to be.
Yeah, so I suppose it is. It's how do you actually define fun?
Yeah.
Is it something that really gets you going, or is it just a little bit of time out of work and...
With people
everything
that you
else.
Care about.
Yeah.
You know, we love going on bushwalks and beach walks. And, you know, New Zealand have the most amazing walks available. And it's all safe. And there's no snakes, which is amazing. Because where we come from, we've got all the creepy crawlies you can think of.
Oh, have you? Do you know, I didn't think about that.
So that's something that we've just absolutely relished. And when the kids were younger, we would often go on... beach walks and bush walks and adventures with them. And as they've got older, they've sort of not wanted to come with as much. You know, it's a bit boring. Although when we do end up all going, that's always the favourite part of their day or the favourite part of the weekend.
And that's also, when you think about it, it's not just for yourselves, but it's time with family together.
Yes.
If the times you do go with family, and maybe that is, you know, sometimes just being able to stop, enjoy the family together,
yes,
and do something together.
Doing something different. You know, we go camping. Now, a lot of my friends have laughed. They've thought, okay, yes, Kim, it's called glamping. And I'm like, no, we actually do go camping. And when I say camping, it's at a dock site and there's no power. There's cold water showers, and they have long drop toilets. Now, not the long drop toilets that I'm used to. These toilets are actually sparkling clean and don't smell.
Yeah, but they're great, aren't they?
Amazing. However, I do need to go in backwards and just walk out. Do not look, don't think, just
just do and
move on.
Yeah.
But other than that, honestly, we love it, and the kids absolutely love it. They cannot wait to go camping when the weather's warmer. That's all they're up to, you know. That's when we're going to go camping again. So
I remember when we went through Africa, we spent 6 months going through kind of the top half of Africa from Morocco down the west coast and then across the middle through to Kenya.
Amazing.
And I tell you, there was quite a few tours you could select from.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we took economic tours.
Oh, dear.
But you're right, you had glamping tours in those days as well. And, you know, we did see one of the glamping tours,
yeah,
and they had people setting up their tents,
yeah,
for them.
Yeah.
There was, like, big mattresses in the tents and stuff. For us, it was just a basic tent. And anyway, so we decided we'd get some sponges to sleep on.
Right.
And it was easy because we could just roll up the sponge,
yeah,
quite easily and store it in the truck. What we didn't realise one night we were, I don't know, there can't be much bush around. We must have been somewhere where we were on slightly a bit of a slope. But anyway, the rains came in the middle of the night, just absolutely poured down. Now, that was fine, but the challenge was all the water, rather than soaking into the ground, just ran across the ground. And our sponges sponged up. And halfway through the night, we woke up absolutely soaked.
Oh, my gosh.
It was hilarious. So, yeah, we had to wring out our sponges in the morning, and that didn't quite work.
No,
so
I can't imagine. Yeah, you don't expect, you know, it to rain. You don't hear about too much rain in Africa, but when it comes down,
it comes down.
The African storms are incredible.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow, what an experience. But that's the thing about fun, isn't it? You can make your own fun. It doesn't matter where you are and what you do.
That's true.
The thing is, it's doing something maybe different, making the effort to start doing something with a friend or with your partner or as a family. Just getting out there and making a bit of an effort to do something together.
And maybe we do think about fun always having to cost because, you know, you think it's those things that we don't normally do that are the fun things. But you're right, there's lots and lots of little things. Now, I know that you do fun things for your work, but let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about some of those fun things that you organise for people.
Sure.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball. Money, money, money must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, money, money. To be free, I bet he wouldn't fancy me. That's too bad. So I must leave. I'll have to go to Las Vegas or Monaco and win a fortune in a game. My life will never be the same. Money, money, money.
don't really need money to have fun. So if you've just joined us this afternoon, we're talking about having fun. So, Kim, I know that in your business you do organise fun stuff. So tell us all about that and how that works.
We do. We decided this year that we wanted to have a bit more fun in our lives and a bit more adventure, particularly together as a couple. And we've put together what we call Adventures with the Smiths. And whatever we decide we feel like doing for that month, we put out a call to whoever wants to join us. We've got a meetup group and a Facebook page, and we just put it out there and say, look, anybody want to join us, this is what we're doing. And yeah, this Sunday we've actually got paddle boarding. We've never done it before, so we're going to go paddle boarding. And there's about
is that the one where you stand up on the board with one long paddle?
That's right, yeah. So we've got about 10 couples joining us for that. And yeah, we've had all sorts of things, quad biking, kayaking, so anything that sort of takes our fancy, we just put the call out and see if anyone else wants to join us. But it's making that effort, because months can go past, years can go past, and you haven't actually made the effort to, you know, do something with somebody that you care about. Now, we say couples, but we don't necessarily mean the married couples or couples in partnership. It can be you want to spend some time with your daughter. I know we've had moms and daughters coming. We've had, this weekend, we've got a mum and son joining us. You know, so it's anybody that just wants to spend some fun time with somebody special in their life. So,
isn't it interesting? And just as you were talking, I was wondering, you know, your children are getting older now. Mm. And as children get older, the partnership changes, because children's kind of fly the nest, and suddenly you two are together again. It's like, well, who are you again?
Yes.
You know, because your whole life has been taken up in looking after the children, the home, and nurturing and helping them grow up. And you know, I think I can see it being quite valuable, because suddenly there is a big life shift and you're two people again, and it's almost like you need to get to know each other again.
You do. You've got to make that
effort.
And
make your own life.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to make that effort to spend time with your children, particularly as they get older. But it's finding that balance, because they really want to be with their friends, you know, and it's understanding that and not getting upset when they say no. We've invited both our kiddies for this weekend.
But also for you and John, because as the children go,
now
it's only you two together again, and it's like, oh, we need to now start. It's almost like starting a new chapter in your life again, because you don't have these people that you have to care for the moment.
Absolutely, because they take up so much of your time. And once the kiddies do leave the nest, you know, it does, it's quite quick, it's quite easy to have forgotten who you are as a couple if all you've done is focused on, you know, your
kids. Children,
So we've always made a really big effort to make time just for the two of us, so that we don't lose that connection. And the thing is, too, our kids see that, and they see what a proper relationship's supposed to be like.
Yeah.
You know, it's not perfect, certainly not, but it works, and we make it work. You know, we make that effort of spending time together, so it's really important.
So I could actually see some value for, you know, couples kind of where you are, where children are, you know, now getting a bit older, they're starting to leave the nest, and what a great way to join one of these adventures with the Smiths.
Absolutely.
To kind of, rethink who are we, and let's go and have some fun together for ourselves.
Remembering to have fun together. And so many people are so busy, they just, it's too busy, I don't have time to organise these things. And then the weekend comes and you've just, you know, you're exhausted, or you've just not made the effort to do anything. And it ends up, if you do go on a date with your partner, it's maybe movies and a dinner. And we decided, look, we needed to get away from that movies and dinner, because in the movies you don't speak to each other much anyway, and in the dinner you may, but then you've got your food and before you know it, it's finished. So that's why we decided, well, let's try and do a few different things, you know, like quad biking and kayaking and things like that, where it gets us out and about doing something that we might not normally do.
So basically, so it makes it easy for everybody. You organise it.
Yeah.
At the beginning, do you do any kind of exercises or just kind of introductions to help people just get to know who's there, or is it just kind of straight into it?
We do. We asked everyone to sort of introduce themselves, and of course we introduce ourselves, and then we depending on the time, we have we offer them coffee, tea or Milo or whatever to begin with. So we can stand around and have something to drink and have a chat and then into it. But it all depends, you know, I don't know what it is, but every time we seem to organise an outdoor adventure, the weather turns to...
yeah. Yeah.
So this weekend it was supposed to start at 11, but due to the wind that's going to come up at about lunchtime Sunday, we've had to change it to 9 o'clock.
Right.
Which is, it's fine. You know, most of the couples have said, yeah, no, they're all still good to go and happy to join us, which is fabulous.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, you just get to know some new people and have a good laugh and it's all, it creates some new memories because it's what that's the only thing that we really have left, isn't it, at the end of the day, is the memories that we've created along our lives.
That's,
let's make sure that there's more
true.
Happy, yeah. fun memories to look back on.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds really good. So they can head to your Facebook page, and we will put that up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
But what's your Facebook page, just for our listeners just right
it's
now?
It's Kim and John Smith. I think it's just Kim and John Smith, actually.
Well, if we search for that, we'll put that link up on our page as well. And I'm going to presume, depending on what the activity is, to what the cost is as well.
Yes, yep. So obviously we have providers that, you know, give us the service of whatever it is we're after.
Yeah.
And then we provide the food or snacks and drinks before and after, and then we provide all the video and photographs of the day and a bit of the entertainment, I guess, you know, just keeping everybody sort of entertained and lighthearted, and it's lots of fun, lots of jokes, lots of laughter, and you end up with a whole lot of new friends at the end of the day too. So yeah, it's great stuff.
Well, if you need a little bit of fun in your life, maybe head to Kim and John's page and have a look and see whether that's something that you don't need to be daring, you don't need to be adventurous, but just think, I want a little bit of fun,
yeah.
and see whether that's something that you want to do. Well, that's about all the time we've got today.
Gosh, time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun, exactly. Hey, shall we end off with another ABBA song?
Yeah,
just
man.
To get those toes a-tapping.
Absolutely.
And those hips a-wiggling?
Let's go.
Awesome.